All right, it's Sunday. I'm sitting at Addie's desk because it has the sunlight behind it, not in my bunker of an office. A guy asked me a question. I thought it was worth the time and effort to jump on here and answer it. So if you're going through the same thing, it's some good practical advice that you can employ in your agency that may help you with some of the issues that he's dealing with and looking to resolve. And his response is, or his question was, hey, I work at an agency. I'm trying to pitch them the idea of changing how we do policing here. And hopefully the guy who sent this is watching this video. How we do policing here. What's the best way of going about speaking to the higher command staff about changing the culture of this police department? And that's a tall order, right? And I want to be very clear about what I think and some strategies. So hopefully if you find yourself in this situation, maybe this advice will help you. Hopefully it won't hurt you. Here's some advice. The first one is, do you work at an agency where you think that they at least have open ears? Do they at least want to hear the idea of doing things a little differently? This is a big issue. Most places don't give a fuck. Wear your knee pads on the way in. Just kidding. I don't know. You know, does your agency have an open-mindedness to changing the way police work's done? Having that conversation really, it depends on who the person is who's listening. You know, I don't like to cry on deaf ears. And a lot of times in life, we run across people who, you know, essentially will have deaf ears. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about things. They like the way things are. Human beings don't like change. People don't, you know, move around. And like, think about all the cops who are miserable where they work, but won't leave, right? I think about that all the time. I think about, you know, impending doom in people's lives in certain areas and not even leaving that. Thanks, man. It is a great shirt. Appreciate it, Dentunes. And I think about people who, you know, won't leave certain situations. So people just like it the way it is. Even if they don't like it, they still just like it to be the way it is. Before asking, here's another way of doing it that may help you and behoove you, is to go out and employ some of it. But don't employ the crazy stuff. Don't go out. And I want you to, but if you're trying to get this stuff viewed upon at your agency, here's a simple tactic that you can employ where they can ingest it calmly and it'll settle in the stomach and they'll go, you know what? That tasted good. How did you do that? I have seen agencies who have literally flipped the script on who they were going to be when they comfortably understood what we're advocating. And basically what we're advocating is bad people going to jail more than Karen doing 12 over the speed limit, right? That's really the advocation of this company. And I stand behind that. I mean, I make those statements. They're offensive to some, gets under the skin. But the idea is to promote change. I want to promote clarity and understanding and truthfulness of we only have so much energy. Why don't we use it appropriately? And if you don't like the idea of calling for canines and impounding vehicles and applying for search warrants and this and, you know, off the wall actual police work, that's okay. We can get there. My advice is start with, and I've given advice to a lot of new people, you know, start with the tactic of figuring out ways to compel identification from passengers in motor vehicles, from people who are committing pedestrian traffic. I would actually say, don't even try the pedestrian stuff and the bike stuff yet. I would say if you're in a situation where it is new, police work is completely new to your agency, I would advocate that you would stop vehicles, request passenger identification, which means on any motor vehicle stop, you can ask people ID and then check them for warrants. Even better is I would make sure that on traffic stops, and I talk about this in my class all the time. This is actually one of the biggest tactics that I teach because it's so impactful and it's so easy to do. On traffic stops, instead of worrying about the driver, worry more about the passengers and employ motor vehicle violations that we can use to compel identification. And then when they play the name game, what's going to happen is, you've seen videos on this, guys and girls, before. This is nothing new that I say, is you will have these people pop for warrants. And when they come out of the car and being placed under arrest, you're going to search them incident to arrest. You're going to find narcotics. Administration's going to read this report and go, what a clean job. What an easy, easy thing to do. The guy in the back seat wasn't wearing a seatbelt, if that's a violation in your state. The officer requested identification. He then played the name game. We were able to unveil that or reveal that this person was wanted on three outstanding warrants. He was placed under arrest, search incident to arrest, and additional charges for the possession of heroin were tacked on. Admins love this shit. I don't care where you work. I mean, even the ones who aren't doing police work, right? Even the ones who aren't doing police work, they are still getting value. And this is where you start to have the conversation. Hey, because eventually they're going to come to you and say, hey, where did you learn all this stuff? You say, hey, I took this training class and this, I'm in this group on Facebook and I follow them on Instagram, whatever it may be. And I say, you know, we could teach other people that here. We can really get a lot of good stuff. That's really the entry level way to start to introduce proactive police work in your agency. It's very light. I mean, it really is. It's very easy to do. Almost everybody's okay with it. When you're new and you take this course and your agency has never seen police work, which a lot of them haven't, and you hit a good car and you know exactly what it is, and you call for a canine and they're having a heart attack because the only thing your sergeant ever did was write a book of tickets a week. You know, he's got his head buried in Netflix all night, or flirting with a 19-year-old dispatcher because his marriage is terrible. You know, when that's the reality of things, you've got to be careful and you got to be self-sufficient, right? You got to be able to do things without calling for help, and make sure you get into a position where you are not generating complaints against yourself. Very, very simple tactics to employ. And they will go a long way. The only other way that they're going to really jump on board is everybody likes money. So if you actually go out, employ the tactics, and you ride the thin line between you and them, and you hit a large money seizure, know what to do with it when you get it, but nobody is happier than the administration when you put $100,000 in the bank and now you guys can buy, you know, I don't know, 50 new patrol rifles for the agency. 100,000 buy that? 50? Something like that, right? You could buy 3 new patrol cars, 4 new patrol cars. That's when they're going to see the ROI and the investment. We have people who go to the training, come out, have success. Their administration's pleased with the results. And then we'll start to filter people through when they understand what we're teaching, what we're doing. There's no trickery to this stuff. It's just simple, practical, common sense valuations on how to go out and perform this stuff. Lincoln, not a cop. We're getting so much better. Thanks for you guys doing. Thanks, man. It was nice seeing you at dinner. Lincoln, not a cop. So hopefully that answers the question. I'll message you back. If you didn't see this video, the guy who sent me the message, you can have the conversation, but be very, very careful of it because people don't like the boat being rocked, especially when you have a guaranteed paycheck every 2 weeks. As long as you don't get fired, you're going to get paid. So there's no status quo to perform, right? If the public only knew how police departments actually ran and essentially what the solution would be to all their cries for systematic change would actually be to fund the police, right? But, you know, listen, idiots are in charge. What can you do? When idiots are in charge, nothing gets resolved. It only gets worse and worse. Hopefully you guys found value. Enjoy your Sunday. I'm going to sit here and computer turned off. Continue to write California case law for our on-demand program for California.